Sybil.
It is a soggy hump day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Man. Ain't nothing worse than a soggy hump, Sybil.
I know, I mean, right, player? I
know. Yeah.
Wrench, do something. No, not now.
Not what I mean. You just got to go through it and do what you can, but ain't nothing worse than a soggy hump.
A soggy hump. Player!
What's going on, everybody?
All right. Let's see. Yesterday was a big day. Ken Smuckler is coming up. Mm-hmm.
How'd the hot sauce queen do yesterday, man?
She did she do all right? She did well.
Hot sauce queen.
She the hot sauce queen, man.
You know, keep hot sauce in her purse.
She never leaves home without it.
It's mofo, man.
I didn't know that it was mofo, but it's mofo. That wouldn't hurt to send her a little something.
Yeah, send a little package, man. Some mofo.
Send the hot sauce queen some mofo, man.
She says she goes by the Red Rooster. The Red Rooster is her favorite spot in Harlem.
She said. Mm-hmm.
That's one of her.
I ain't never seen her at the Red Rooster. Now, come on.
That's all right. That's okay. You just throw out names. You don't have to go there. You throw out the name, make the people feel good.
And get the folks out to vote.
Okay. And she better yell out the J-Spot when she come to L.A. She better yell it out.
That'll be the last big one in June.
Okay, so Bernie's done now?
No.
This is it?
No.
No, Bernie's not quitting.
Week is going to be a really big week of primaries, including Maryland and Pennsylvania. And so,
mathematically, he's not out yet.
Nope.
It'd take a miracle for him to pull it out.
Yeah, and he's not done. You could see Bernie. He's not done.
You're not gonna give it to the hot sauce queen.
No, it's not me. It's him. He's not ready to.
He's not gonna give it to the hot sauce queen.
But he's pretty much out of it now, huh?
People will say, Tom, that it's gonna go all the way to the convention.
It's gonna go all the way.
Okay.
It's the best Bernie.
And on the other side, it's pretty much a done deal for Donald Trump, huh?
Well, he did very well. He was huge last night, a huge win for him.
He said, oh, we're rocking now. He sounded like a wrestler.
I'm going to be at 7-Eleven.
That's
9-11. That's 9-11, Donald. Not 7-Eleven.
But he had such a big victory and such a large margin between him and the next guy, who was Governor Kasich. 60% of the vote, over 60% of the vote. And Kasich got 25% of the vote, and Cruz was barely in there with 14.5%.
You know what messed Cruz up? New York values. When he said that, man. Yeah. Yeah. They turned again.
Is Cruz out now?
No.
No,
nobody's had it. Cruz has had some incremental wins. Yeah. And so.
So he could still pull this off?
No, he can't pull it off. But what could happen is they will go to the convention and they will have to broker that. They will have to work out some deals. If it goes to the first ballot and the second ballot, they're even talking about 4 or 5 ballots. In the Republican convention and see how this all plays out. But no, they're not. Neither one of them is done. But certainly Donald Trump had a big win because it was more of that winner-take-all situation.
I can't wait to hear the Smuck report.
Oh, my God.
Coming up.
Smuck it up.
Coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't miss it. Damon Dash said he could have saved Aaliyah's life. He was... Aaliyah, who died August 25th, 2001, if you remember, got on that plane, and the plane was too heavy, and they crashed. She died. But Damon Dash said that all the way down to her last conversation with him on the BlackBerry, said that he told her not to get on it. And she said, well, I'm getting on it anyway. And that's what happened.
He told her the plane was too heavy plane?
She said she didn't like it. She didn't think the plane was safe. And he said, don't get on it. And she said, quote, you know I got to do it. And he recounted this on the reel. Mm-hmm. All right. Waka Flocka Flame. Got too high.
You got too high, man.
I didn't know
is
you
that
could.
Possible?
I didn't know
yes,
that.
Civil, yes, yes.
Is it?
He yeah. got. He got.
Hell yeah.
He admitted well, to overdoing it, quote, on marijuana infused treats and cigars.
Yeah, treats blunt. Are the one that get you.
It's treats, the treats the one that
it's
they
the
make you.
That get you too.
Yeah, and
so,
you mix them.
Is that gummy bears?
That could be.
It could be brownies, gummy bears,
anything
candy.
Edible.
They have the root beer. They have lollipops. They have gum.
You have way have too much knowledge. They have... Tell me you're not just going off the top of your head.
I'm just,
and that
you know,
reading
I'm just throwing
list.
These things I out see. That I heard
I
about.
See.
But, but these brownies, let me tell you about these brownies. Uh-huh. You know, you they yes, taste so, first of all, they taste good, Sil.
Uh-huh.
They taste really good.
Really good.
So you eat one with some Merc, right?
Yes.
And you go, this is great.
And then you eat another
let me
one.
Let me have another one.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, two is, nah, I don't feel
and
anything.
They, and they don't
they
kick
do
in.
You're
good.
Still not feeling it.
They don't kick no. in for 45 minutes.
Is
and
that
then
right?
You
go,
and they taste I'll real good.
45 minutes, is that right?
So 45 really, really good. Really,
and by that
really
time, you're
good.
Not looking at your watch thinking it's about time.
Then when they kick in.
Whoa.
That's exactly what you say. Whoa.
Whoa.
Now, it does say that it is highly difficult to overdose on marijuana, but if taking in large quantities, you
no,
can get...
No, you don't overdose. You just wish you were dead. That's all.
They say that it can produce panic attacks and hallucinations.
Yeah.
I mean, to tell you. Yeah.
Like what? What kind of hallucinations?
Like you think
they're coming to get me.
They're
somebody's
coming to
coming
get
me.
Yeah, you start getting really, really, you have anxiety.
Anxiety.
You got a lot of anxiety.
Let me tell you what, you rush to work on Saturday to do the show. That's
okay.
That's a hell of a brownie
yeah,
rush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
that happened to me.
The thing is, if you're a greedy person mm-hmm. and you yeah. like to eat, you know, you like to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these, they really taste good.
And they're tasty, too.
They're tasty.
Oh,
Sam,
they're real tasty. Very tasty.
I see.
I've seen somebody eat six of them, and it's like, you want them.
I've seen that,
slow
too.
Down.
I've seen that, too.
So, hey.
And then.
Hey.
We told them.
We
slow down. What's that movie, DiCaprio, where the walls and the. And,
oh, the walls.
In
what's that DiCaprio movie?
Crazy name. Yeah, it was a DiCaprio movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how your life looks, Sybil.
And he thought it's he looked, was in the DiCaprio.
The buildings are collapsing like
the
dominoes. Build,
the buildings are collapsing and everything. What's that movie?
What is the name of that movie?
Oh, anyway.
Insurrection.
We know someone.
Yeah.
We know
very close to us.
Very close to us. His nickname is Space Cakes. And he was.
Yeah, how many did he eat? Six?
He ate five or six.
And he comes on every morning, twice a day.
He comes on. What is his name? What's that fellow's name?
Yeah, he comes on twice a day.
Shiggity, I wish I knew his name.
He didn't like the airplane food, so when we got there, he went to the. He went to.
When we went to.
He went to.
Amsterdam.
What was in Amsterdam,
man,
right?
Amsterdam. Oh, Inception. That's the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Inception. Right.
So it's like an 11-hour flight, and he didn't eat. And so our first stop was at the
coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. And he said, let me have some of them brownies. And he came out with both pockets just full of brownies.
Bulging.
They were bulging.
Just bulging.
Like he was selling them, but he had a lot of them.
He had a lot of them.
Or just happy to see somebody, yes.
He knocked down four and a carton of milk. And
he started complaining. I don't feel nothing.
I don't feel nothing.
They
told him.
He was warned.
Next thing you know, he was DiCaprio in the movie Inception. And he said, man, is that building moving? What?
And Roland, no, it wasn't the Wolf of Wall Street. Although I can see how you might get confused by that.
And he said, "What's the deal, Pickle?" He was having a conversation with the pickle.
With a real pickle.